Thank you, Dr. McElroy. Again, my name is Zachary Small. I'm a master's student at Mississippi State University. And today, my research I'm going to be presenting is chemical control options for Junca species and maintained turf grass. These studies were done during the last semester of my senior year there at Mississippi State, and they will be continued on in my thesis. Species within the family Juncaceae are troublesome turf weeds. They include path rush and toad rush. And according to the literature, at least in Radford et al. 1968, the preferred environment for both these species is along roadsides or in ditches. However, speaking from my personal experiences looking for sites, for experimental sites, they can be found in a wide variety of anaerobic environments, including compacted soils, soggy soils, or dry soils. In these dry soils, they have a nice, deep, fibrous root system that allows them to tap into water that otherwise other plants might not be able to. And in soggy soils, they have parenchyma cells that allow for gas exchange between the shoots and the roots of the plant. Past research is limited. However, Hutto et al. 2007 found that it either mixes or applied alone, 2-4-D provided limited to adequate control, and sequential applications of the same rates 3 weeks after initial treatment were found to enhance this control. Estes and McCarty 2006 observed similar results with 2-4-D containing mixes achieving 80% control 60 days after treatment. Our objective for these studies was to obviously explore chemical control options for Junca species, which led to our hypothesis that ALS inhibiting herbicides will exhibit rush control similar to that of 2,4-D containing herbicides. And we settled on ALS inhibitors due to the morphological and physiological similarities between rushes and sedges, and these ALS inhibiting herbicides have known sedge control, so we feel that they could also have rush control. A multi-site, multi-timing study was researched. Research study was initiated in spring and summer 2017, which I'll tell you more about. These are the treatments that we used. They included a non-treated check, the synthetic auxin-containing herbicide Speed Zone and Strike 3, as well as the ALS inhibitors halosulfuron, thalazosulfuron, trifloxysulfuron, 4-M sulfuron, the combination products Celsius, Tribute Total, and Fahrenheit. And we included two experimentals, Switchblade and EH1580. EH1580 was our only granular applied herbicide, and it's on a fertilizer carrier. And all herbicides were applied according to the label with respect to rates and adjuvants that were added. I'll begin by telling you about our path rush sites. They included McCurdy Sod Farm in Dyer, Tennessee, in a hybrid Bermuda grass field, in a silt loam soil applied mid-February 2017, the H.H. Levick Animal Research Center in Starkville, Mississippi, a common Bermuda grass roadside, and a silty clay loam soil applied May 19, 2017. Moving on to our toad rush sites, we included Winstead Sod Farm in Arlington, Tennessee, and an emerald zoysia grass field, and a silt loam soil applied April 12, 2017, and finally Sansing Sod Farm in Mabin, Mississippi, and then an emerald zoysia grass field as well, and a fine sandy loam soil applied April 24, 2017. Each site was a randomized complete block design with four replications. Treatments were applied in a water carrier volume of 374 liters per hectare, that's about 40 gallons per acre, using a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer equipped with T-Jet 11004 tips. And each plot was 1.5 by 1.5 meters. Percent visual injury to wheat species was assessed 2, 5, 9, and 12 weeks after treatment. For the sake of brevity today, I'll only be presenting this 12 week after treatment data. Our results varied by site, and data were analyzed using the Gilling Data Management Agriculture Research Management 2017.4 edition. And means were separated using student Newman-Cools method with a level of significance of 0.05. Student Newman-Cools method is similar to Fisher's protected LSD and allows us to detect differences between our means. However, it is more robust, but at the same time, it's less conservative, which increases your chance for type 1 error in your data. Allow me a few moments to set up the following few slides, if you will. At the top are our site and species information, followed by application and assessment dates. The LSDs are provided in the upper right-hand corner. Along the y-axis are our treatments, and the x-axis is percent control of weed species on a 0 to 100% scale, with 0 being no control, 100% being percent control. So for a path rush site in Dyer, Tennessee, treatments significantly different from the non-treated included Strike 3, a synthetic auxin herbicide, as well as the ALS inhibitors Sedgehammer, Katana, Celsius, Tribute Total, and the low and high rates of the H1580. So preliminarily, it seemed that these ALS inhibiting herbicides would exhibit rush control. However, when these same treatments were applied 2 months later at our Starkville site in mid-May, only Speed Zone and Tribute Total were significantly different than a non-treated, which leads us to believe that timing is going to be critical to control of path rush. Moving on to our toad rush. Treatment significantly different at our Arlington site for Speed Zone, Strike 3, Sedgehammer, Katana, Celsius, Fahrenheit, and the high rate of the H1580. At our Maven site, significantly different from the non-treated, were Katana, Monument, and Switchblade. And the low rate of the H1580, I apologize, I misspoke there. So, no herbicide provided adequate control across all sites, species, and timings. So, again, we believe that timing is critical to the control of these rush species. It's possibly due to a multitude of factors, including but not limited to temperature, precipitation and soil moisture, as well as plant maturity at application. We are currently conducting a seasonal timing study on path rush using Halosulfuron and Trimet Classic to determine what herbicides provide the best control of these species and at what timing do they provide that control. We would also like to conduct a sequential application study. For our 5 week after treatment data, there were some treatments that had injury that the plants either regrew or more than likely they regrew by the 12-week after treatment assessment date. So we would like to, with this sequential application study, to reapply treatments at an interval to be determined later to see if sequential applications of these herbicides provide control. We'd also like to do a differential response between species for toad rush and path rush using Halosulfuron and Trimec to determine what rates control these species. I would like to thank Dr. Jim Brosnan and the UT Turf team, as well as the Mississippi State Turf Department, for assisting me in my research. And with that, I'll take any questions.
It's time for questions.
Yes, sir. Could you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
The products that you use have a residual. Okay. So
the question was, these products have a residual effect, I believe, on the herbicide on the plants, and are we going to use the same sites? The answer is no. For toad rush, it's an annual. So, I mean, you know, one growing season and it's gone for that specific plant. And these species, they're hard to find. Sites are just hard to find, to be honest, so we kind of just have to use the sites that we can find for these. Yes, sir.
You may have mentioned it. Did you add surfactants to each of your treatments?
So the question was, were surfactants added to treatments? They were according to the manufacturer's recommendations on the label, and that's a variable that in the future we'll have to sit down and look at. Do we add surfactants to all treatments to eliminate that if there is a difference? Is a surfactant causing a difference? We may have to add surfactants to all our treatments. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You get lots of variability in the means. Your LSDs are pretty large. Any reason for that? What's your interpretation of that?
So the question was, there's a lot of differences in our means and what my explanation for that might be. Our sites may not have been homogenous as we liked. We might not have had good coverage of all the weed species that we needed at the site. So that's a good question. I'd love to discuss that with you after, if you'd like to. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer right now.
That's a good answer. So, are these annual? I'm sorry, I missed it. Are these annual or perennials?
The toad rush. The question was, are these annual or perennial? Toad rush is an annual. Path rush is a perennial. It's an annual that can perenniate by rhizomes, so it can come back. But in the literature, toad rush is an annual. Path rush is a perennial. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank our speaker.